Yeah. or two. But I sold my farm in Texas, bought a farm bed in Peru. And when I get so homesick, I think I'm going insane. I travel back to Texas and the worldwide.
Yeah! Championship.
you came to the show. Before we go any further, let's have a great round of recognition for the first band you saw tonight. Good buddies of ours, one of the best damn bluegrass bands ever. Let's hear it for Split Lip Rayfield. Can you call them bluegrass?
Yeah, they can do it, baby. Just because they're a little edgy, you know. I like edgy. Edgy is good, right?
And then also another great, great band, really great songs, and we're really flattered that they came out here with us. Let's have a great round of applause for Cracker. Our drummer Paul Simmons lives in Nashville, Tennessee. In case you don't know, they're having a really bad outcome of a really bad flood down there, and he's having to try to save his house, y'all. So he couldn't be out here. So we had to get a new guy, a guy to fill in drummer. He's a guy who actually did play with us for about 11 years. Played on most of our CDs. He's all the way from Muy Fabuloso, Crown Point, Indiana, where John Dillinger is getting ready to pick this guy. Let's have a warm indie welcome for Scott Cherill on the drums. Album, so we're going to have to play some songs off our new album now. This first one is a song that I have to explain a little bit, because in Texas we have a problem with artist renditions of stuff that is supposedly Texan. So anytime somebody draws something that looks supposed to be about Texas, they always put, you know, the stereotypical oil well, the longhorn steer, the six shooter, the stripper at the titty bar. Now, I think that's just an icon of Houston, myself. Because, I mean, if you've ever been to Waco, they might have a strip club, but it's probably not a very good one, you know what I mean? But anyway, the problem is the big saguaro cactus, the mighty, majestic saguaro cactus. They grow to be 20 feet tall, they live to be hundreds of years old, and they don't grow within 1,000 miles of freaking Texas. Well, maybe like 400 miles from El Paso, but they're not even in New Mexico. They're only in the southern part of Arizona in a place called the Sonoran Desert. And so, of course, people in Arizona love this song because they know that it's their cactus and not Texas. But, in Texas, we do have a lot of cactus. Our state plant is the prickly pear cactus. We have rat tail cactus, coral cactus, peyote cactus, right? Anyway, so we're going to do this song about the saguaro. Jimbo's trying to start a dance craze. Show him the saguaro, Jimbo. Do the saguaro. Saguaro in Texas.
There's something that's been bugging us, Texas. It's time to have me set the record straight. Concerning a species of cactus that grows in a whole different state. The cactus in question is called saguaro.
There ain't no saguaro in Texas. I've been waiting.
we got about three more new ones. Here's another new one called Rural Point of View. Came up with the music and all ended up being a song called Please Don't Take the Baby to the Liquor Store.
Take a baby to the liquor store. It's not the kind of
right, thanks for hanging with us through our new songs. We're going to go back and play all the Reverend Horton Heat stuff now. So, well, you don't like the new stuff? I'm just pretending to be a little more out of it. Maybe I don't have to. Slow it down now, and we're going to play a song off our first album. It's a little more obscure. It's called It's a Dark Day.
Rose, you are
different, right? Meet the Falker. Meet the parents there. Yeah, you know what? Listen, I got some advice for you now. Don't ever drop names. De Niro told me that. No, I'm not going to do that, okay. Psychobilly Freakout. We played that song once. We could turn into one of those bands now that plays our hit song like three times in the course of the night. Ever seen bands do that? No. It's kind of sad, really. Yeah, I know. Unless you really like Muskrat Love and you want to hear it twice or three, whatever Air Supply plays. That wasn't America. Yeah, okay, here's another kind of obscure older one. It's called Slow.
Thank you. Midwest record at Deer Park 2 weeks ago. Goodell, Jerry the King Roots, and the Green Elephant representing the West. As Rainier Beer presents the 10,000
puppy dog. From returning napalm into energy for tomorrow. He's the Michael Landon of the rockabilly world. Mr. Excitement himself with the Big Mouth Bass. Let's have a warm Indianapolis welcome for Nature Boy Jimbo. Well, this one is called the Jimbo Song.
Thank you. Thank you. done yet!
We seem to have forgotten about somebody up here.
He's good! He's new! He's talented! He's all the way from Dallas, Texas!
Are you done yet? Can I finally done? Okay. You're finally done. Now I can get y'all with the show. You know, that's real funny. That's real, real funny. You know, you obviously forgot about the power of the microphone. See, I have a microphone. I'm speaking on the microphone. You guys want to hear a secret about the Reverend Horton Heat? Yeah, I think he deserves that. I got a couple of them. I got a million secrets. This man is truly in love with country and western music. How about that? Okay, I got one.
This man is truly in love with rock and roll music. How about that?
That one too. All right, I got one more secret. This is true, absolutely true. So I don't know too many people the secrets, but I'm gonna tell you guys.
This man is truly in love with his amplifier. He's in love with his guitar amplifier. How about that? That's sick. That's just sick. Look at it.
That is a pretty nice looking amplifier, I guess. That is nice.
Come on!
Okay.
They made this man! They broke the mold!
Thank God.
He's the one and only! The one and only! Reverend Hart Pete!
Thanks to you ugly guys too. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.